Welcome to your five for the day. I recently came across a leaflet written by Mary Lynn Rouse called Record-Breaking Amazing Grace. John Newton, author of the much-loved hymn Amazing Grace, was educated in Stratford, Essex, home to the London 2012 Olympics. Studying close to the Olympic Stadium seems fit for a world record holder. For John Newton's hymn Amazing Grace has broken all world records. It is the most recorded song in history. The Library of Congress in Washington holds over 3,000 different recordings of Amazing Grace. Judy Collins was in the charts for 67 weeks with her recording of Amazing Grace. The Pipers of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards held number one in the UK charts for 5 weeks and number one in Ireland, Australia, Canada and South Africa. How did a song written 240 years ago find its way into today's charts? Who was John Newton? Born in Wapping in the East End of London in 1725, Newton was raised by his Christian mother, who taught him hymns and Bible verses. Her church pastor urged his congregation to pray for their children. Newton could remember her praying for him with tears. However, she died when he was 6 years old. His father was away at sea, but married again quite quickly to a lady in Essex. When a new baby arrived, John was left to fend for himself. He got in with a bad crowd of youngsters and soon learnt their ways. He was sent to boarding school in Stratford for just 2 years. This was his only formal education. On his 11th birthday, Newton joined his father at sea as a cabin boy. Not the most cooperative of teenagers, he was virtually fired from an apprenticeship in Alicante, then deliberately failed to board his ship for Jamaica. But he was press-ganged onto a man-of-war, HMS Harwich. When the fleet reached Plymouth, he deserted ship. He was caught, shackled, imprisoned, hauled back on board, stripped and flogged in front of the entire crew, who were forbidden to speak to him. As the English coast receded into the distance, Newton was torn between suicide and murder, filled with the most excruciating passions, eager desire, bitter rage and black despair. Unexpectedly exchanged onto a merchant ship, Newton threw off all self-control. As he wrote, "I shall say no more of this part of my story. Let it be buried in eternal silence." For 18 months, he was virtually a slave on a tiny island off the coast of Sierra Leone. Rescued by the captain of the Greyhound schooner, heading home to England, he was still an obnoxious, foul-mouthed rebel. But now, the Lord's time was come. The tiny vessel was suddenly struck by a ferocious storm. The sea had torn away the upper timbers of one side and made the ship a mere wreck in a few minutes. Expecting every minute to sink in the ocean, Newton cried out, "The Lord have mercy upon us." Instantly his heart sank. "What mercy can there be for me?" He felt at first that his rebellion against God had been too great to be forgiven. But then I began to think of that Jesus whom I had so often derided, his life and his death, a death for sins not his own, but for the sake of those who in their distress should put their trust in him. Newton felt his prayers were being answered when the waves subsided. His behaviour changed immediately. He never swore again. He began to pray and read the Bible, though he did not fully understand the gospel. The ship eventually limped into the safety on the Northern Ireland coast. For the rest of his life, John Newton kept the 21st of March as a day of prayer and thanksgiving for his deliverance in that storm at sea. His growth in faith was gradual over the next 6 years, until he met a fellow Christian in St. Kitts, who explained to him that he did not need to be afraid that he might relapse into his old way of life, because God's power would keep him believing, Newton was overjoyed, and had wrote in his hymn, "He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures." For 9 years, he worked as a customs officer in Liverpool before becoming the minister of a church for 16 years. It was there that he wrote the hymn Amazing Grace to accompany his sermon for New Year's Day 1773, comparing entering a new year to climbing a hill. Look back to see where you've been, amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Look around to see how you got here. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far. And look ahead to the future. The Lord has promised good to me. Newton moved to London, where he was the minister of St. Mary Woolnoth in Lambert Street for 27 years. John Newton spent 50 years in Christian ministry, encouraging, teaching and mentoring many people. He died on the 21st of December, 1807, aged 82, absolutely certain of God's grace, his undeserved love, knowing that God who called me here below will be forever mine.